Alice is newly separated. Loser.
She's so intense.
No, I'm not.
You have and I've got this thing about you, and it's super impressive.
You seem to be handling everything really well.
Alice doesn't know what she wants.
Brutal.
You gotta check yourself. Everything's gonna be okay.
When were you gonna tell me that three strangers were living in your house?
I just always act out on my birthday. It's like my own personal New Year's Eve, so I just go like, what? And I just reel it back to normal.
The new Reese Witherspoon romantic comedy Home Again begins with her character Alice talking about her late father. In a montage of press clippings and family photos, she tells us he was a celebrated filmmaker in the 1960s and 70s who made unflinching, honest films about adult relationships. He was also a terrible philanderer. Unsurprisingly, the film that follows is a kind of stylistic rebuttal, a pastel-hued poppy confection that's both a knowing fantasy and a preposterous contrivance. Alice is a single mother of two girls who runs an interior design business. She's just left her record producer husband, Martin Sheen, in New York to start again in LA, returning to the terracotta Spanish mission house that once belonged to her father. Her mother, played by Candice Bergen, lives just around the corner and keeps Alice company. But soon, there are house guests, a trio of aspiring young male filmmakers who Alice meets during an uncharacteristically wild night on the town, celebrating her 40th birthday. Of these three, the one who most looks like an underwear model, played by Pico Alexander, turns up in Alice's bed. And although Alice sees the use-by date on this relationship before it begins, she decides he's worth the rebound. Home Again is the debut feature of writer-director Hallie Myers-Shire, produced by her rom-com filmmaking mother, Nancy Myers, of its complicated fame. And the film, as you'd expect with this pedigree, hits its marks. The female rivalries, the ex-husband who comes back into the picture, the joys and disappointments of new love. But it also does something deeper. It's not often, of course, that we see movies about older women dating younger men. Those few that have been made, like The Graduate, for example, often seem preoccupied by the surrogate mother-son dimension to the relationship, while more recently the often derogatory archetype of the cougar has become popular. Witherspoon, who's on a career high at the moment after the TV series Big Little Lies, which she co-produced, conforms to neither stereotype. She's incandescent in the role, and her character's eye for beauty becomes a strength of the film. Handsomely laid out tables, Hampton-style furnishings, and lush gardens are not just setting in the film, they're also theme. Watching the movie, I was reminded of what controversial feminist critic Camille Paglia once said about the Real Housewives reality TV franchise. She described it as a glowing appreciation of beautiful objects. And her words could apply here. Home Again follows a tradition of melodramas that stretches back to Douglas Sirk, where exterior beauty, in the frame, underwrites an emotional intensity. Is it any wonder that the men in this film come under Alice's spell? An early scene has them marvelling at the thread count of her incredibly soft sheets in the guest room, and by the end, one of them has taken her lead and started buying flowers to decorate his flat. These are small details, but to dismiss these small details is to ignore the way that they bring depth, and perhaps even buys into a kind of cinematic snobbery, the kind that values the sort of masculine auteurist cinema that Alice's father probably made over movies like this. In the wake of the anger and trauma unleashed by the Weinstein allegations, which this week, by the way, included Witherspoon's own revelation that she was sexually assaulted by a director at just 16, Home Again is a fantasy of romance and female empowerment, I think, that arrives in Australia at an opportune time. It's a lot of fun and maybe just a little bit restorative.
Hey, Alice?
Yeah?
Do you have a minute?
Sure.
Could we just maybe exchange phone numbers or...
Oh, Harry, I'm very late. Listen, I think you woke up to a completely different person than you met last night, and I appreciate the gesture, I really do, but how old are you? Like, 30? 29? Eight?
Something like that.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, girls, come on. Time to get in the car.
Okay. She's so intense.
No, I'm not. Good luck with everything. Maybe I'll see you around.
Hope so.
Come on, ladies.
Did you you guys have a sleepover?
What?
How did you meet?
Yeah, are you friends with their mom?
Friends with their mom? How old do I look?
I don't know. Mom age?